One of my favorite, and actually everyone's favorite cookies in this book, is the cinnamon bun crunch icebox cookies. So what you do is you take this slab of...
Julie von Rosendahl is guiding me through one of her lower-fat cookie recipes in my kitchen. She's the author of One Smart Cookie, and we're making cinnamon bun crunches.
So what I do with this is I sprinkle it with a little bit of brown sugar, drizzle it with some honey and some cinnamon. If you want, you can add some raisins or some chopped pecans to it.
I cheated a bit. Julie brought the dough with her. I just rolled it out and added the toppings before rolling it up again, cutting thin slices and popping them into the oven. It's one of her classic icebox-style cookie recipes.
An icebox cookie dough is the same as a rolled cookie dough. You know, cookies vary so much in texture. You have your chewy cookies and your, you know, shortbread-like melt-in-your-mouth cookies, your crispy cookies, and that's why it's so hard to make them low in fat, because they're all different. And so this is just a basic, it's like a rolled sugar cookie dough. And there's so many things that you can do with it. Once you have it rolled out into that rectangle, you can really sprinkle it with all types of things. Spread it with jam, mincemeat, spread it with mincemeat.
Julie got into making low-fat cookies and bars because of her father. He has a problem with high cholesterol, but he also has a sweet tooth.
You know, my mom was making him healthy desserts and, you know, low-fat pudding and meringues and fruit stuff, and it just wasn't cutting it, you know. And back, you know, at the time, there's, you know, this new sort of insurgence of low-fat cookbooks, but there were no low-fat cookies, low-fat brownies. There was the odd oatmeal and applesauce cookie, the prune puree brownie. You can't mask prunes in a brownie, you know? Prunes have no business being in a brownie.
Absolutely not.
And so I started working on a recipe for a low-fat chocolate cookie for him, because I wanted to be the favorite daughter, really. That was my motivation, and it worked.
Her efforts led to a new career as a baker and cookbook author.
I developed these cookies that my nephew named Choco Lava cookies that only had 2 grams of fat. They're really dense, chocolatey cookies, and people liked them so much that I decided to open a bakery. So I opened a bakery in Calgary and started cranking out these cookies to about 50 restaurants and coffee shops in Calgary. And people just went crazy for them, so I started making low-fat chocolate chip cookies. I made some low-fat oatmeal raisin cookies, and eventually got tired of getting up at 1 o'clock in the morning to crank out cookies every day, and decided to write a cookbook. Because, you know, during this time, I started working on other recipes. I figured if I can make these really fantastic low-fat chocolate chip cookies and choco lava cookies, what else can I make? And I sort of went to town making everything that I loved with less fat and thus fewer calories, because fat has more than twice the calories of protein or carbohydrates. So, you know, when you cut back the fat, you cut back the calories as well.
Julie needed this new approach to cooking. She was struggling with her own weight, but lost a lot by taking a more sensible approach to eating without relying on any diet fat.
165 pounds.
Wow.
Not by kicking my husband out of the house, but yeah, no, I was 330 pounds and possibly more, but my scale only went up to 330 and wasn't about to go down to the post office to weigh myself. So yeah, I dropped 165 pounds, but not until I stopped, you know, dieting. I stopped analyzing everything that was going into my mouth and really relaxed about it.
Julie says many cookie, squares, and bar recipes have way too much fat in them right from the very start.
Well, and I have a recipe at home in a book that shall remain nameless for pecan pie bars that have 1.25 pounds of butter and cream and pecans. Sounds fantastic, but I ran them through my nutritional analysis program and they had over 1,000 calories each and 74 grams of fat.
Oh, 74?
Each.
Get out.
Each.
Of here.
And then you were supposed to dip them in melted chocolate, but I mean, at that point, why even bother analyzing the melted chocolate?
So instead of 74 grams of fat, we made some delicious creamy pumpkin pie squares from the Christmas treat section in her book, only 5 grams of fat each, showing you can remove the fat without removing any flavor. Oh, and I think those cinnamon bun crunches are ready now.
Oh, they're still warm.
Oh, I'm loving these.
Can't talk eating.
One Smart Cookie by Julie von Rosendahl is published by White Cat Books. You can get more info on my website. That's Food for Thought. I'm Don Genova.